Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday, June the 4th, 2026, 6-4-26. First Thursday in the month of June. A little warmer this morning, 65 degrees already. Going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 degrees today. Starting to feel a little more like June, but I know people are already down at the Aquatic Center. Somebody told me yesterday, although I don't get down that way very often, that a lot of kids were at the Aquatic Center yesterday. So even when it's 70, 75 degrees, kids still go down to the Aquatic Center, and that's a good thing for the city of Marion and the kids here in Marion. Now, a few things to cover here this morning. Well, tomorrow's Donut Day. Now, we don't exactly have a plan for this yet, how we're going to handle National Donut Day tomorrow, but we'll do something. No matter how small it might end up being, we will do something for National Donut Day tomorrow, because that's always a lot of fun. Last year, we had Buckeye Donuts from the famous Buckeye Donut in Columbus, Ohio. We judged those donuts. That was fun. We judge those with champagne, wine, I guess, as it were. Very good stuff. That was fun last year, and a few years ago we did something very similar where we got donuts from all that we could. The donut shops here in Marion, Tim Hortons, Dunkin', Kroger, I think, Andrews, and we judge the best donuts. So we'll come up with something between now and tomorrow, and maybe it'll be a little different than past years, or maybe it won't. We'll figure out. So you have to tune in tomorrow morning to see how that's all going to take shape. Well, there is a little bit of a story from last night that we're going to cover here this morning, or yesterday, because we've been covering this story for a long time here, and I'm going to read this to kick off the morning. The years-long legal battle between Ohio State University and survivors of former university physician Richard Strauss, Richard Strauss's sexual abuse is over. Ohio State and the Strauss survivors reached a $100 million settlement agreement, ending all but one claim related to Strauss. Ohio State and 279 of the 280 individual remaining Richard Strauss survivors involved in the pending litigation have reached settlements in principle in a total of $100 million, Ohio State and Strauss survivors said in a joint statement. The university's Board of Trustees has now publicly ratified these agreements in principle, and all parties thank the mediators for their assistance. The mediation and its confidentiality are continuing as the parties work to finalize the details of the settlement, and additional information will be shared as appropriate. A special master appointed by the court will interview each of the over 200 men involved in litigation across five active plaintiff groups. The interviews will determine the level of harm for each survivor and the amount of settlement money they will receive. The Board of Trustees approved the settlement 14-0 in a meeting Wednesday, one day after Judge Michael Watson dismissed the case without prejudice. Here's from one of the plaintiffs. The thing that we get to live with is OSU is guilty. There's a documentary that says they're guilty, Strauss survivor Steven Snyder Hill said. He was on this show as well in the past. Of course, this all stems from Strauss abusing hundreds of male students, mostly athletes, under the guise of medical exams from 1978 to 1998, when he was allowed to quietly leave the university after an internal investigation found evidence of sexual abuse. Strauss died by suicide in California in 2005. Well, this is interesting. I guess this last year, was it last year? I believe it was last year. This all came about in the hit HBO Max documentary, Surviving Ohio State. Got a lot of attention at the time. And Ohio State, I guess, has decided to settle. And most everybody, 279 of the 280 individual remaining plaintiffs, survivors of this sexual abuse, have now said that this $100 million is okay. So a mediator will work it all out. Now the question is this enough? Is this okay for what happened? Is this a big win for the abused parties here? I don't know. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. There's a lot of discussion about this morning, oddly enough. Go ahead, caller.
Love OSU.
Absolutely. Well, they made a deal.
Well, you know what really is pathetic? That university spent how many hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to prove that they were right and the plaintiffs were wrong, which in turn, that money that they spent trying to cover it up and paying for a law firm to fight this, those monies could have been an addition to what they're now supposedly settling.
Well, you know what's interesting about this? A lot of people see this as a big win because it will close this chapter. This is what the agreement that everybody's come to. But the first person, because we were here at the station doing a taping last night, so I was not around an electronic device when this story broke. But when I got home last night after 8 o'clock, somebody immediately sent this to me because they know we had covered this on the show quite a bit. And their first reaction after sending me the settlement was they thought the amount was rather small. $100 million for 279 students who have agreed to this. For how long this went on, the fact that this will not go to court, that the mediator has worked this out, and also the fact that OSU is still pretty much...
How many were the plaintiffs?
There's 279 of them. And the settlement is $100 million, and apparently a master, is what they're calling this person, appointed by the court, will interview each of the victims and decide...
That comes out to be $358,422.93.
Right.
For each plaintiff.
But
then that's going to be weighted upon each...
The amount of abuse. They'll have to be interviewed by a special master appointed by the court, and that person will decide how much each of the 100... Each of the survivors will get of the $100 million. I mean, it... you know, not that that's not a big number. I mean, $300,000 is not a lot to scoff at. But I think...
It sounds reasonable, but you kind of have to put yourself in the shoes of those who were violated.
Well, that's it. For as long as this has went on... And just to be clear, I mean, the university has already paid $61 million in previous settlements to over 300 survivors. So this is, it's kind of on par with what they already did. I mean, there's a little financial difference there, but, I mean, $61 million to 300, I don't know what that comes out to be if you did it evenly, but... that's already been done, and they also offered free third-party counseling, and I don't see anywhere in this, now maybe it will come out in the future, of where OSU has admitted anything that they already didn't admit before. You know, there's no grand apology, it doesn't seem like. At least I'm not seeing that anywhere. I mean...
You know, that in and of itself would, I think, go a long way.
Well, it's interesting. I want to point this out because prior to this whole kerfluffle, current kerfluffle with the finances.
Oh, let's be realistic. Kerfluffle is kind of a very easy name. this scandal?
Well, if I guess if people want to call it that, that's fine. But here's the thing. President Drake, I believe, was quoted at one point as apologizing to the students. Yeah, here it is. Hold on. Then University President Michael Drake publicly apologized while OSU fought survivors. He had done that. And the new president, Bellum Conda, said the survivors of the Strauss abuse are all Buckeyes and will always be part of our family and our community, and I firmly believe that. We continue to be very grateful to them for their courage in coming forward and reaching a final resolution is very important to us and an important step forward. So, I mean, is there an apology in there any more than Drake had already given? Doesn't sound like it.
Well, you know, every one of the chancellors, every one of the head people that control the Ohio State University, each and every one of those should give a public apology for putting these students through hell.
Well, it's interesting because if you want to talk to any of the students today, that's not going to happen because the mediation and its confidentiality are continuing as the parties to work to finalize the details of the settlement, and additional information will be shared as appropriate. So,
Hopefully they'll stick to their guns and not have a non-disclosure statement. Because the dirty laundry is always dirty until it's washed clean.
Well, I mean, how do you feel about the settlement? I thought it was interesting that the first person, and I don't think the person who sent me the story last night is highly immersed in this story, but their reaction immediately was, that's not a lot of money for all that has gone down in the last, 30 years.
Well, I guess everything hinges on how the individual victims feel about it. And, you know, it's difficult. The compensation. How do you erase a very, very traumatic incident that was perpetrated by somebody that was held in trust?
Well, that's it. I mean, I guess the question was, what would have been... Well, I guess this was okay, because they settled. The victims did settle here, 279 out of 280.
I don't think it's necessarily settled yet, but I think it'll be settled probably. Well, maybe they decided on a figure, but they still have X number of individuals to interview, and hopefully the victims will accept that settlement figure.
Well, it's interesting because I'm looking back at the Penn State days, and in 2017 the university paid $109 million to 33 people who alleged sexual abuse by Jerry Sandusky. So, you know, that number is far greater.
Well, you know, the Ohio State University has a lot of fences to mend, and the only good that can come out of it is that there is not a non-disclosure statement, and everything can be aired. I think it'll lend a lot more credibility and get them back on the right pace for everything Ohio State University holds itself out to be.
Well, one of our listeners this morning says this. They said OSU generates over a billion each year from tuition fees alone. The amount awarded to the survivors is a joke amount and is not punitive to OSU. It's not just about giving survivors some amount of closure and acknowledgement of their suffering. It is a punishment and warning to OSU to change their policies in a meaningful way to prevent this from happening in the future. OSU just got the equivalent of a smack on the wrist. And from another listener this morning, this is a psychological value to winning, especially after years of being dismissed. So two different takes there, but I have heard the you know, OSU makes a lot of money, and the $100 million is, you know, as the late Norma Jacob would say, chump change to them.
Well, it is probably chump change to them. And again, the first one that you read, that's a very important point. It's punishment for evil doing and knowingly trying to cover up those evil acts. So is it enough? I think the victims have to arrive at that conclusion. And it will be interesting to see if some of the victims, when they find out, well, we value you at this or that, etc., and they're not happy with it, then what? So,
well, I think
it's unfortunate that they had to go to mediation when I think the public would be completely satisfied with a public trial.
Well, and by the way, just to be clear here, 279 of the 288 plaintiffs have agreed to this. So there's only one person who did not.
You know, there's one person, that hockey player, I can't remember his name. It sounds as though, and I don't know, the other ones weren't brave enough to stand up and talk about the abuse, but if he was probably the most abused of all, I would think that perhaps if he agreed on the settlement and what he's going to get, I would say if he's happy and can live with that, wonderful.
Here, wasn't there a situation with I don't know why I don't remember the details of this exactly, but I think Ohio State abuse survivors in this case had referenced it. Wasn't there a college where there was a scandal, a sexual abuse scandal with female athletes?
Michigan,
okay. And didn't they settle almost immediately? And what was the number they settled for? Because I cannot remember the number off the top of my head, but
I don't recall, but from the things I've heard, I think Rocky Ratliff mentioned that they got considerably more than at one point Ohio State was offering.
Well, here, let's see here. The University of Southern California agreed to pay out $1.1 billion, with a B, to settle lawsuits from more than 700 women alleging sexual abuse by longtime campus. It was University of California, USC. A billion for 700 women. So, you know, I think that's why people feel this is way off the mark.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the correlation, if any, of this money. I got to believe that the Ohio State University could very well be self-insured, but if not, I think the insurance would cancel them. But what would the correlation be of tuition going up to cover the costs of this?
My guess is there isn't going to be much of a din here. But here's Michigan State. Michigan State University agreed to $500 million global settlement with survivors of the former sports medicine Dr. Larry Nassar. The historic agreement was finalized in 2018 to resolve the lawsuits. $425 million paid directly into a court-created qualifier survivor fund to be split among 332 current claimants. $75 million placed into protected litigation trust fund earmarked for any future claimants. So, you know, they got over $1 million each. 332 claimants and $425 million was the settlement. So I think that's why people are feeling it's off, but I'm not one of the students. So if they are happy with it, good for them.
Well, I think that in the final analysis, I think that's all that matters. If it makes them feel whole again and that they have been vindicated, that the powers that be have been punished, good for them.
Yeah, well, and just one more thing here. Now I'm reading something else, you know, a lot of different sources. Survivors of the disgraced sports Dr. Larry Nassar secured over $1 billion in total settlement money. The Department of Justice, $138.7 million to resolve 139 claims. Michigan State paid out $500 million for the over 300 women, girls abused by Nassar, and the U.S. Gymnastics and USOPC, $380 million from them. So $500 million from the college to 300 women, 300 women abused by Nassar. So those are the numbers.
You know, hopefully moving forward, and it apparently, the other universities, etc., have not necessarily taken it to heart, but you would think that now they would have measures in place to vet these individuals and not drag their feet for as long as what Ohio State has and the others. There should be very swift action taken and investigations into these allegations and not be drug out as far as what they have been.
Well, absolutely.
It's ludicrous.
Absolutely. And one thing here that is kind of weird, I mean, I don't even know why, I can't see that there would be a confidentiality agreement, because first of all, there's a documentary out there that pretty much tells everything. You can't put that spray cheese back in the bottle. That's already out. You can't say you don't know what the settlement is here. Now, you're not going to know what each individual person gets, but you know what the overall settlement is. And the university president has given a statement. So I don't know what there would be to hide at this point. I mean,
it would be interesting to find out if every penny of that settlement amount was dispersed and not a single victim denied what they feel they should be compensated.
Well, apparently that's all going to go up to this special master appointed by the court. That's what has been agreed upon.
Well, as long as the special master ain't a grand wizard.
We'll see. Thanks for calling. Better tomorrow. All right. Here we go. Another comment out here. The survivors could have been advised that the settlement amount was as good as they were going to hope for. We don't know the details of why the majority agreed to that amount from OSU. So that's, well, it's absolutely true. And I honestly am even a little uncomfortable talking about money. But to be honest with you, that's what this story is this morning. Because I don't see any grand apology from OSU in here. Now, maybe I'm missing that. Maybe there has been one. But, okay, here we are. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
You didn't cover all the press releases from OSU.
Oh, have they put out more press releases?
That they did almost at the same time.
Oh, okay. What have they done?
The average tuition for students starting in the fall will go up by $459.
Oh, well, that would cover it, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah. What do you make of these numbers?
They're very low. I don't know the details. I didn't. But of the $100 million, is one-third of it going to attorney fees?
Well, I don't know. And you know,
I
like
think
a,
it is.
Well, when you look at the Larry Nassar situation in Michigan, $500 million by Michigan State alone, and that was for 300 women. So there at least was a million each, just from the college, let alone...
Even accounting the attorneys.
Right. And the Department of Justice also gave them $138.7 million. And the U.S. and Gymnastics Group, 380. So I think that's why this is people's reaction to this. Again, if the victims feel like this is good for them. If it helps them, I think that's the point here. But a normal person's reaction is about the money. Because I think the money was always considered to be too low in the past, with $61 million to over 300 survivors. And I don't know, for a school that generates $1 billion just in tuition every year, is $100 million even on par with what settlements like this have been paid for women?
They should have took it out of the NIL money instead of the tuition money.
Well, I have a question about this. And also, like Steven Snyder Hill, who's been on this show, who was very heavily featured in the documentary, he said, the thing that we get to live with is OSU is guilty. There's a documentary that says they're guilty. That's his quote. Has OSU said they're guilty? I mean, the documentary was already produced. Does this settlement?
The president did apologize during that press conference briefing. I think he was apologizing that he couldn't raise tuition more in the fall. But, you know, the thing is, everybody who was involved with OSU at that time, they're not apologizing. It's their successors. It's their grand successors because two or three, you know, terms have gone by since Strauss committed suicide, you know, and left. You know, I mean, so... The people who are responsible aren't apologizing.
Well, that's it. Where's Russ Hillickson?
Where's Jim,
Yeah.
Jim Jordan,
Oh, Jim Jordan. It gets a lot of people off the hook, I think is what a lot of people will say.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole new raft of victims coming in the fall who are going to be paying for it.
Well, you know, I guess the... Do you think that the fire chief saying that he was a former Columbus fire chief saying that he was abused by Strauss, do you think that helped this along in any way?
It might have helped the publicity of the negotiations and everything a little bit. You know, it might have helped.
By the way, I wanted to ask you, just because of what the conversation we had yesterday, and it proved out a little more yesterday about this blogger, the Rooster. Now he's out, and apparently Republicans and Democrats are both saying that he should not have been arrested and put in jail for 23 hours for sending this, graphic picture of a Shrek, a cartoon figure's whatever, to a politician. What do you make of this? I guess he's getting a lot of support, so good for him.
Well, you know, you can find anybody. I mean, I heard you talking about yesterday, and the fact that he still has a lot of support and a lot of friends, you know. Well, you can find the worst person that you absolutely hate, and they still have friends. You know, I mean, the number of friends you have doesn't really matter that much. I mean, are you doing the right thing? I think that's what it comes down to, you know. And... You know, who am I to say whether he's doing the right thing or not, you know, but you know, I haven't called the first person to know what he actually sent, you know, whether it was an animation or an AI or an actual picture of somebody, but still, I mean, if you're looking to get interviews, maybe that's not the best way to go to get interviews.
Well, I'll say this, if he wants attention, if he wants followers, this didn't hurt. And this is what I always say. There's no such thing as bad publicity. When people go after me, people don't seem to understand it, and it's on a much minor level because the people who've went after me don't have that kind of reach. But
who goes after you? Come on, nobody goes after you.
Imagine. But that's all. It doesn't matter what you say about the person. What is what people don't seem to understand. You're alerting people that they're there, and no matter what the claim is, ridiculous or not, it doesn't matter. I mean, look at this claim. It doesn't matter. The people who support him are going to continue to support him, and the people who don't support him are not going to support him, but you certainly raised his profile a lot by doing this.
And he has as well. I mean, he's certainly going to get more people curious as to what he's all about, you know, clicking in on him, so.
I have never understood why more people do not understand this. That's why I don't mention other broadcasters by name. I don't mention other organizations by name because I think that gives it attention. I think you can mention situations, but I don't think you need to call people out by name because when you do that, you give them attention.
Yeah, no, one more scandal coming up on the horizon.
Oh, good, another scandal.
Is Matt going to celebrate the scam holiday of National Donut Day?
Well, Matt will be here, but I don't know what we're doing yet. You know, I came to this late this year. I feel a little worried.
I think when the donuts come in, he can't eat them.
Well, when the donuts...
No donuts. We can become a scam donuts.
I don't know if any donuts are coming in as of yet. I haven't got a confirmation on that.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, you'll be our savior.
We'll see.
Well, let me know.
But my pity for all the incoming students paying for the Strauss scandal.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But do you think they got a bad deal here? I guess is the question in the final analysis.
Well, that's up to the victims. I heard the figure tossed about, you know, 300 and some thousand earlier per person. Well, after one third for attorney fees, they'll be getting about 230,000. So
there you are. I mean, it's not small money.
It's not chump change, but after 20 years of agony and greater living with it, I mean, does it work out to even minimum wage per year?
Well, certainly not what the president of OSU makes.
That's true.
There you go. Hey, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there is anything on your mind. It's an interesting story. I mean, we've covered it a lot here, and I'm not even comfortable that this is coming down to dollars and cents, but it kind of has to in a way. Go ahead, caller.
Marion's pure compared to OSU.
Well, yeah, in this case, I guess they are.
You know, one thing that attorneys always say, when you go to mediation, both sides are never happy. And it's unfortunate because The Ohio State University is passing the buck to the students.
I don't know any of these people at OSU who made this decision, but I think when your board of trustees votes 14-0 to take the deal and President Bellum Khanda releases the statement the same day that this settlement was reached, I doubt that people at OSU are all that upset about $100 million, as we've talked about earlier, with what they bring in tuition every year.
Well, I'm sure there's a bit of a sting because, you know, when you have a situation like this, the only way that you get justice is you hit them in the purse. They pretty much have an unlimited resources, income. And again, they're passing the buck to the students if they are, in fact, upping tuition.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, again, the phone lines are open here. It's a very interesting conversation. I guess at this point, and I know the survivors cannot talk about this at this point, but I guess you just have to say, if they're okay with it, then okay. Because I guess that's really what it boils down to here in the final result. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm on both sides of this one.
Play both sides of the fence.
There's psychological value to these numbers. So, you know, you hear five figures, six figures. What is this? Ten figures? See, seven. I'll get all my zeros out. What do we got? 10 figures with $100 million, 11 figures, 12?
Yeah, well, nine. Isn't it nine?
Nine figures. Okay, yeah. I have to get my calculator out and count my zeros. So we're talking a significant, psychologically, you hear nine figures, okay? These people, what we're all trying to do is monetize these people's pain. And as Bob said, this, and you've said, this is their deal to accept. And if this is what they can live with, for their pain and their experience, I think maybe at this point, going through with what I've gone through with my mom, just having some of your experience and your pain validated, that's worth something after all of these years, I would think, to them, having, you know, kept this secret and quiet and probably thinking they would never see any quote-unquote justice.
Well, and I want to bring that up because I think that is the twofold issue here, because everybody I've ever interviewed on this, from Rocky Ratliff to Stephen Snyder Hill to Fred Feeney.
I'm sure it's about principle at this point, not money.
Well, here's the thing, though. I think that, there were two roads here. One was money, because it was always said that the money that they had offered was not on par with
that
what...
That was nuisance money. That was, you're a nuisance, go away money.
Right. And also
this
that the...
This is no longer nuisance, go away money.
Right, and also there was the road of, you're not admitting wrong. Well, here's the problem, I think, with the settlement today. And trust me...
I don't want my check if you can't admit... Or, you know, I can't at least talk about it. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
But President Drake, before he was out the door, had pretty much... I mean, he did apologize for this. So that had been done before this current phase of the trial had started. Bellum Khanda, do you take that as an apology, what he said? I don't know. It certainly wasn't a full-hearted apology.
He'll never get an apology.
Well, okay, so you got that. And
the fact that Ohio State has decided to stop fighting, there's a psychological value to that, too.
Well,
it's not a guilty verdict and everybody's getting $1 million or $1 billion and moving away to an island somewhere. It's not that kind of victory. But when you have fought for something for so long and it's finally over, it's like you kind of look around and you're wondering, what am I supposed to do now?
But see, isn't that the issue, though? See, OSU has stopped fighting, a lot of people will say, because of the number. Because that's chump change to them. For OSU, the current group that's there, that's making these decisions, that voted
that's
on this...
That's chump change in the scheme of Ohio State University, but in the scheme of the settlement, nine figures is a lot of money.
Well, I think the issue, though, is that a lot of the survivors of OSU were comparing this to Michigan State.
Yeah, okay, now those women got five, we just sat here and talked about it, they got five times the amount. Now, that is not fair. That is not justice.
Right, so I think that's why people reading this last night were saying, okay, OSU gets to get rid of this now. The lawsuits go away. It won't be in the headlines anymore. They got off with $100 million for nearly 300 people. I'm sure those trustees were more than happy to vote yes on that.
I bet they weren't, because remember, they've been fighting all this time because they wanted to pay $0, and now they're paying $100 million of them instead.
Well, yeah, but they got to a point in mediation.
They got off quote-unquote easy as far as they didn't go to trial and everybody got $20 million apiece.
Yeah, but what do you think they were paying in lawyer fees?
Oh, goodness. That depends on, were these like in-house Ohio State attorneys that, you know, they already employ, or did they need to employ an outside firm to do this?
I don't know, but I'm guessing they paid way more than $100
million. Oh, because this has been going on for how long?
Well, just this stretch of it has been going on for what? Well over 6 months. I mean, I'm sure...
Well, the documentary probably took, what, a year to put together?
Right. So I just, and you still
have,
well, and you still have people like, well, the people who were there at the time basically saying, I didn't know anything about it. So
I just still don't understand why this man was fed victims for so many years. I don't understand it. And we never will. It'll never make sense. And this amount of money, and that's the thing is, yeah, they should be getting more money. That's my opinion. It's not my victimhood to claim. But like, no amount of money is going to restore what these men went through.
No, so
maybe the psychological value of winning brings them some peace that money, holding out for money, cannot.
Well, and I think that's the question, though. What is winning? Because this didn't go to trial. OSU is found, is not found guilty of anything.
Yeah, okay, but if a trial were to happen, a trial could have been another 2 or 3 years out. So do you take your, okay, they're not admitting to doing anything wrong, but you don't typically pay $100 million when you haven't done anything wrong. Like, you wouldn't agree to that dollar amount if there weren't some liability, if there weren't some culpability, if there weren't some chance things were going to go south in front of a jury.
Well, no, and I think OSU has admitted liability. I think past President Drake admitted liability. I think Bellum Khanda here is admitting liability. I don't think they had a problem doing that. That's why I always thought this had turned into more of a financial issue, and you're not asking, you're not giving us what is really on par with what other schools have done. Because I certainly think the new group of people at Ohio State, I think they've always been willing to say, you know, we're sorry this happened. This is not what should have happened.
Here's another contrast that I would make, too, is that Nassar was still alive and Strauss was not. So Nassar was able to be prosecuted criminally, whereas Strauss obviously was not. So I think the fact that he's dead and that some big, long criminal proceeding can't happen, I think that probably plays unfavorably in the settlement amount. You know, we don't have an actual, we just have a documentary about him. We don't have somebody we can actually put on trial and hate. So
no, but I guess the big question is, the man who has been most associated with this for lying, Jim Jordan, well, now this goes away.
But, you know, I can't even help but wonder if it would matter if it didn't go away, because look at the Epstein situation. You know?
Right.
We don't care about sex crimes too much, I don't think, when it comes to our politicians. So
I just think it's very interesting. What this teaches us is the dynamic between female athletes and male athletes and sexual abuse, and how it is seen as a different thing, apparently.
It's not apparently. I think it's quite obvious. And it's sad. It's not fair to those men, but I hope that whatever this settlement, whatever made them agree, I hope whatever they were looking for, this settlement can help bring them some of that.
Well, that's it.
They'll ever get justice or 100% peace, but I hope this can help them move on with a little vindication in their lives anyway.
Well, and that's it. I think everybody is hoping that's the case, that everybody is happy with what has happened here, because 279 of 280 have agreed to it. So I guess we hope that they are okay, and maybe they can sleep easier now. But gosh,
there is a value in litigation being over and coming out with something.
Right, right, and that money is not, it's not tiny money.
Right, and think about how these men are compared to like your young gymnasts. These men are at a different stage in their life where that money might put a kid through college, or it might help them retire early, or it might pay off a house, or it might, you know what I mean?
Right.
It might mean a smaller amount might mean something different at this stage in their life than a huge amount would have when you're 20 and you've got another 8 years left in you to fight.
That's true. That's true. Well, we'll talk about this more next hour. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye,
Bye-bye. We'll be back right after this.
Then onward and upward.
I mean, you're always a little bit missed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. But at